the man I am honored and humbled to present to you for enshrinement into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Mr. Ralph Wilson, Jr.
ESPN's Chris Berman introduced Ralph Wilson as he was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2009.
I went to my first pro football game in 1935.
Wilson founded the Buffalo Bills in 1960 under the American Football League. Later, his NFL team went on to four Super Bowls during the 1990s. After the first big loss in Super Bowl XXV, thousands jammed Niagara Square and downtown Buffalo, cheering on Ralph Wilson and the team. You would have never known the team lost.
You know, last night, I thought the Bills lost. But after seeing this reception today, the Buffalo Bills won.
But the Bills never won a Super Bowl. Pete Weber, play-by-play voice for the Nashville Predators, served as color commentator for the Buffalo Bills during those Super Bowl years.
He, I think, they talk about players, coaches. I think he was a fan's owner.
Wilson has always stated that his family would not run the team after his death. Weber says a clue to the future ownership of the team could be in Wilson's will.
So there will be nothing quick to get all of this done. We may find out, who knows, when Ralph's will is read, where the team ends up going. But I would have to say right now, no questions can be answered at this point in time.
I always wanted to own a football team, so I'd have a little something to say about it.
Bills president and CEO Russ Brandon announced Wilson's death while at an NFL owners meeting in Orlando. Wilson died peacefully at his home surrounded by his family. The cause of his death has not yet been revealed, but he had been in failing health for several years. Wilson was a war veteran and served in the South Pacific in World War II. Wilson and his wife Mary were devoted to serving the Western New York community. Wilson will go down in history as the 54-year owner of the city's beloved Buffalo Bills.
I give you what in football vocabulary is a high five.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.